Security Department. This is Raymond Kaufman. What a pleasure I was speaking with. Hi, Mr. Davis. How can I help you?
Let me see. Give me a moment here.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I said may I have the last four of your social so I can pull up your record.
Let me see.
Mr. Davis?
I can see that there is a charge which has been posted onto your account in the amount of $830. Do you recall me to make this transaction?
All right. Give me a moment. And beside you, is there any other authorized person in your friends or family or any attorney who manages your finance? It seems like this is a fraud. In charge and someone is trying to misuse your account information. Let me see what I can do for you.
And do you remember like when was the last time you used your card?
Give me a minute.
And beside this phone number which is ending in 2336, do you have any other phone number? So right now, sir, what we are going to do for you, we are going to reverse the charge for you, and also for the security reasons, we need to cancel this card right now, right away. Will it be fine for you if I cancel the card and issue you a new one?
No, sir. It will take like 3 or 4 business days for you to receive the new card at your mailing address.
But if you want to expedite the date, it will cost you around $10, then you're going to receive the new card overnight. It's up to you. Alright, you wanna go with that, okay?
Got you. Just bear with me.
And right now, do you have the physical position of the card or maybe it's lost or stolen somewhere? Can you double check it?
Sure, go ahead and grab the card in your handy and do let me know when you have the card.
Take your time. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay. Right now, I'm going to reverse the charge for you and I want you to verify me the expiration date of this card, the month and the year.
It's perfectly matching with my records. Now, I want you to verify me the full card number.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Give me a minute. And what's the 3 numbers on the back of the card? The security code. Just give me 1 minute here. Let me see if it's matching with my records or not. And when was the last time you used the card? You told me.
Okay, I have successfully reversed the charge for you. And right now, what we are going to do for you, the only way to secure your profile is, sir, to activate the 3D alert securities onto your account. So what we are going to do, right now, in 2025, we have launched some new securities here. We're going to activate those securities onto your account so we can prevent this happening with you again and again. So we are going to activate the fraud alert onto your account. Do you have any idea what the fraud alert is? All right, let me explain you, sir. The fraud alert is something like whenever you try to use your card or anyone else try to use your card, immediately you're going to receive an alert message on your cell phone device, which will be asking for your authorization to respond with yes or no. So if you authorize the purchase, go with yes. If you don't, reply with no. So just with the help of your fingertips, you can easily approve or decline any charge. So right now we are activating the fraud alert onto your account, and also you're going to receive the new card like after 24 hours, okay? Like maybe tomorrow in the morning or afternoon, you're going to receive the new replacement card. All right? Yeah, just give me 1 minute here. Would you mind if I put you on a brief hold so I can go ahead and start the procedure for you? Thank you so much. Your patience is going to be highly appreciated. I'm here. I'm just working on your profile. Then I'll be submitting your profile towards the security team. Then we're going to activating the securities for you, okay? Your patience is going to be highly appreciated. Just bear with me, okay? Everything is up and up from my side, sir. And right now, I just want to make sure one thing, sir, like which type of cell phone device you're using. Is it an Apple or an Android?
Apple, got you.
So just bear with me, sir. I have submitted your profile to the security team, and within 2 minutes, they're going to be sending the notification towards us. Then we're going to send you the couple of notifications. How are we going to activate the fraud alert? Let me explain you. We're going to send you a couple of computerized messages from our side. For some messages, you have to reply with yes. For some messages, you have to reply with no. After getting both of your answers, the fraud alert is going to be activating onto your account, okay? Bear with me. Thank you so much for your patience.
Right now, sir, I want to ask you one simple question. You're using an Apple device. So right now, do you use the application with the name of FaceTime? Well, what we're going to do here, we are... right now, this is not a secure line, so I'm going to call you directly from my extension line. It's going to be a FaceTime call in which I cannot see you, you cannot see me. I will only able to see your cell phone screen device. Then it will help me to navigate you more easily to activate the fraud alert on your account. Fraud alert is something which will be activated through your mobile banking. And I believe you are using the Citi mobile banking, right?
All right. So will it be fine if I call you on your FaceTime right now?
Wait for my call. I'll be calling you back from my side. Just remember my name, Raymond Kaufman, okay? You're going to receive a call with the name of Kaufman.
No, sir. We are the part of the Citibank, and this is the Citibank Security Department, and my employment ID with the Citibank is 20179. You can write it down.
All right, just wait for my call.
No, sir, I tried to call you on your FaceTime, but we are having some difficulties. It is not showing me you are not registered on the application of FaceTime.
All right, no problem. So right now we're going to continue on this phone call because this is the secure line. I'm calling you directly from my side. So just give me 1 minute here, and I want to ask you one simple question. Like, do you remember what's the limit of your credit card? 22,000. And how much you owe us right now? Any idea? 2,000. Got you, sir. Just give me 1 minute here, and I'll be right back, and I will be assisting you further, and I will try to do this real quick for you. And thank you so much for your patience. And sir, the card number you provided me actually is not matching with our records right now. I put this on the system. It's showing it's invalid. Can you just kindly grab the card one more time for me?
Why?
Sorry? I'm not gonna hang up on you. I'm trying to scam you, motherfucker.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, sir. I don't choose to be this. And if you really want me to quit this job, I want you to help me to find a real job, then I will do that for you, okay? Where are you residing right now?
No, you are far away from me. I'm in New York.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.